Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of the Pretty Girls Club in 2024. It's your girl, Pretty Please. Duh, who else runs the Pretty Girls Club? An ugly girl? No. Anyways, so we're starting this year with a very chaotic episode, and that is the plan for the Pretty Girls Club moving forward. I want to do more chaotic episodes that are just unhinged, fun, me saying and doing whatever I want, and to stop the self-censoring that I'm doing behind the scenes that y'all don't know about. So, you know, so that's what I want to do. And we are starting off very strong because in today's episode, we are going to be ranking local male rappers. So this is the most random thing I could possibly do. But we wanted to bring in more like blind ranking kind of episodes. And I thought, what better place to start at than right here in sunny Singapore. Ew. I sound like a white person who just come here for the first time and describing my own country. But anyways, so we thought that would be a really fun episode to start with. And I don't know what Kaying has prepared behind the scenes, but basically how this is going to work is that she has compiled a bunch of songs from 6 different local male rappers. And I'm going to listen to these songs and pretty much blind rank them. So I will put in my AirPods. Kaying's going to play the song. I will not be able to see this. I have no idea what she selected. So I will just react. If I recognize who it is, I can make my guesses. I will just react accordingly to how I actually feel. And then just say whatever I want to say. Hopefully, we'll keep it all in and I don't have to cut things out. And hopefully, I can guess who they are and then I will blind rank them. So how it works is that because we have 6 male rappers we're going to be listening to, we will have a ranking from 1 to 6. And for example, if I listen to the first one and I think that they sound pretty okay, but they are definitely not a number 1 or not a number 6. Maybe I'll just put them at number 3. But it is a blind ranking, so I cannot go back and change my ranking. And I will just have to listen to the next person and rank them with whatever slots we have left. So if I eventually look at the list of 6 that I've ranked and I regret this list and I wish I could have changed my ranking, then too bad. Too bad. It's too late. I have unfortunately blind rank them horribly. Okay, so that's how it's gonna work. It's like one of those TikTok filters where, you know, whatever comes up, I have to put you on a list and I cannot change my ranking. Okay, so what else do I need to say before we begin? If you happen to be one of the male rappers that I listened to today, this is not a safe space for you. Okay, this is a dangerous space. I say now, I disclaim first. I don't know what I'm about to say. I don't even know who's about to be on this list. But I'm just going to say how I feel, which I think is very fair. It is music. I'm allowed to be super opinionated here. What you will get on the Pretty Girls Club is a biased reaction because it is my show, my podcast. If you're coming here for some objective shit, then hey, I'm so sorry. I can't give that to you, man. But anyways, I hope we're all here for the same reason, which is to hear the shit I have to talk. And that is how we're going to begin the episodes of the year of 2024. And let's get into it. So I'm going to plug in my AirPods here. Ew, butt plugs here. Anyways, I'm going to put my AirPods on and Kaying is going to start by playing the first artist, first song. And hopefully I don't vomit blood. But anyways, I say first, I'm probably not friends with anybody on this list. If I am, then either way, I tell you already, it's a biased ranking. So if I love you and you're my friend and I actually like you, then maybe I will act like you're really good at what you do, but maybe you're not. And if I don't like you as a human being, then maybe you will be a number 6. But it's a blind ranking, so maybe you are great and you happen to be a 6, then sorry. But I hope you know you should do what you want to do in this life, and if you believe in yourself and your music, by all means, keep making music. Okay, okay. Let's go. Okay. First one.
This particular song has 1.9 million views on YouTube. 1.9 million,
We don't even have that many. We do have that many people. We do.
Anyway. Yeah. He's got a record deal, I'm on, but you kill it.
Okay, I know who this is. I've never heard this song though. Maybe the chorus, maybe when it hits the chorus. Okay, it is obviously Rajit. It is Young Raja. Okay, yes, I know the song already. Okay, so I have not actively listened to this song, but it has been fed to me on social media. So like, I kana this song on TikTok, I kana it at places. So I've heard the chorus. It's one of those songs where you repeat the 2 words of your title non-stop. Oh, It's not in English anymore. It's in Tamil. It's so interesting how when you just hear a chorus of a song, you really have no idea how the verses are going to go. Because the chorus is really like, you just want to get everyone into this and you just want to make it repetitive and in everyone's faces, right? Okay, I don't want to hear it already. Because the song has repeated multiple times already. Wow. Okay, so interesting. Okay, so context. I went to school with Young Raja. So we were actually in the same batch in like poly. We were classmates. We were in the same freaking clique. So we were really good friends in poly. And then after poly, we like drifted apart. And we have not. We just see each other at things now. Okay, that's the friendship that we have. Which is, I would call an acquaintanceship. And anyways, it's very interesting because like I have heard his music like on TikTok. I've heard his music just randomly used on like videos and stuff, but I've not actually sat there and listened to an entire song of his. I mean, I still didn't do that today, like I stopped it halfway. But anyways, I have not actively gone to like listen to a whole song. So I never really like paid attention to the lyricism. I never really paid attention to like the vibe or anything. But I guess the vibe that his rap style just gives me an extremely like nonchalant, like it's, I want to use the word lazy, but I don't mean it in a bad way. You know, it's like lazy, like a very like, yeah, I don't even fucking care. Like, I don't even care about just saying this with enough energy to feel like I give a fuck. Because the vibe is, I really don't give a fuck. And I can rhyme shit and I sound okay. So that's all that matters. So it's not a bad thing. It's just a very like nonchalant vibe, which works though, which sounds good. It's catchy. I can see how like this song, I mean, I understand why it blew up and it was viral for a bit. And I mean, it was 1.9 million views. So I didn't even know. I've never seen this video. So yeah, I get it. It's one of those songs that like, the chorus is damn catchy, repeats, everybody's gonna repeat this, everybody's just gonna hashtag mad blessings everywhere because it's a TikTok song, like it's a social media rap song, which is how a lot of rap music is nowadays, so I guess it makes a lot of sense. But yeah, I had no idea the song was gonna involve a Tamil verse, like you would not expect that if you just heard the chorus. Yeah, I think it sounds nice. And if I had to blind rank this 1 to 6, I'm also not stupid. So I need to think about like, like what else could Kai Ying feed me here? And I know that I'm scared lah. I'm scared for what's to come. So if this is the first song I have to hear, I would like to put him at a 3. I will put him at a 3 because you gotta give me some sugar shit, and there needs to be space for to rank that lower. So, anyways, yeah, I would say 3 is good. Let us move on to the next rapper.
The next one has 578,000 views.
Wow, that's 578,000 too many. I don't even know who. I don't know the song. Okay, sorry. Who? Eat my ass and order me a Milo Pink now, yeah. Wow. I hate myself for knowing this song. But what the fuck happened to the Grizzle Grind crew? Questions nobody's asking in 2024. Put it on a list. Except me. Oh, this is the music video with the auntie. I remember this music video. Okay lah. Okay, I've had enough of this, Kai Ying. But okay, so that was obviously Sugar Shea Tapao. Okay, first things first. I was exposed to this song at a very young age. So I obviously heard this song for years. This song was a big deal. I honestly thought it probably would have had more YouTube views because it has existed for a longer time than like even like the previous song. But yeah, this song was, not gonna lie, it was pretty iconic. Like everybody knew this song. Everybody knew this song as the song with all the hawker center drink order song. And it was catchy. I don't think there was a lot of music like that at that point. Like nobody was doing stuff that was hyper localized and in English, in a dialect, in Mandarin, you know. So I think that was definitely something that was really cool, and no one was really doing it at that point. So it worked.
8 years ago.
Yeah, it worked really well. And I think Did the song age well? Yeah, it's one of those things that it's a very... People remember it. People love the most Singaporean, like cultural references. People love the shit. So it's probably, in my opinion, Sheikh Yashay's best song. And I don't know. I obviously don't actively listen to his music. But I feel like from every other thing I've ever heard or stumbled upon, this feels the most like... I love the juxtaposition of a song going so hard when it's talking about something so random. Like, I think that's damn funny. It's like, when I did E8, it was me rapping about failing Mandarin and me rapping in damn good Mandarin about how badly I'd failed my O-level Mandarin. And it's just so like, you go so crazy, badass, like hard in a rap song to say something so stupid. Like, that concept is just so funny to me. And I appreciate that, lah. So when this song came out, I thought it was... I don't know when... I mean, I don't know if I heard it when it just came out or what. But whenever it blew up 8 years ago, I was, like, what, in school? And it was just... It was iconic, lah. It was really funny. It was iconic. The auntie, like being a rapper in that music video was hilarious. And it was just something that I feel like I've never seen before. So it was nice. And to me, it's probably... the most iconic thing Sheikh Yashay has ever done. I have no idea what this man has done with his career, and I hate saying his name because it feels so problematic. So from now on, I'll say Pak Jin Chen. So to me, it was Pak Jin Chen's best song. And good for him, lah, because... But I don't know what he's been up to. I don't know what else he's doing. But I do not... Like I said, this is my podcast and I'm allowed to have biased opinions. And solely because his name is Sheikh Yashay, I will rank him low. Okay, because we're ranking the rappers and not just the songs, I think I... Yeah, man, Sheikh Yashay has to be lower on this list because he feels quite, like, questionable, and I'm not for that life. What else? What else? Where else can I put this man? Other than back in the hawker center. I don't know. Where should I rank him? Six feels like... I don't know who else you might surprise me with. What if someone really, like, just... troll, like, horrible person is gonna be in there. Okay, I'm gonna save the last slot for someone who could just throw me off so terribly I have to put them at the end, you know? So I will rank Sheikh Yashay at 5 right now. So number 3 and number 5 are taken. Let's listen to the next one.
Not bad. He's a rapper, but this song has a bit of singing as well.
Damn! Yeah. I think I know who already.
Okay, I'm gonna start now.
I forgot how this person existed, lah. I think it's gonna be them. I'm scared.
Suspect.
It's a music video,
sing
so.
The song?
Yeah.
I mean, I heard the producer tag, lah. The Flight School Made You Famous. It's obviously like someone in that whole gang. It's Malay, so is it Faris Jabba? Yeah. I mean, I don't listen. The only Faris Jabba song I know is Apa Sia. Because that was everywhere. Oh, nice. I've never heard him sing. He sounds good. It's all him. Does this song feature someone else? What's the song called? Maso. Yeah. I just realized that that's why he's singing. Is this a new song? Well, you know what vibe it gives me? This song gives me a Chris Brown vibe. And I mean Chris Brown is... Let's not talk about his personality and him as a human being, huh? I'm just talking about the music. Yeah, it gives me a... Like, how I envision this music video is like... Fully dancers, fully like... It's a neo Chris Brown, but local Malay and singing and rapping. Nice. I mean, I'm not surprised that it sounds good. It's just when I hear his name, I just think he raps. So like hearing so much singing in this is like, he can sing. Okay, I've had enough. Not in a bad way. It sounds good. Wow, it's so interesting. Okay, so it's obviously not a song I would typically listen to because I don't understand it, but it sounds good and the vibe of it is very like the 2000s, that Chris Brown dancing in the middle of the street singing with you, you know, like, or forever, you know, like that energy, which is nice because it's so like, it's nostalgia is always a very nice vibe when it comes to music, right? And damn, that sounds really good. The only Faris Jabba song I've ever heard was Apa Sia, and anything else that like maybe went like viral, but like more more like rappy, fun stuff, not singing, emotional vibes, R&B style, not something like this. So this is good. Wow. But the thing is, it's tricky though. Where do I rank him? Because I've not heard his other stuff and everything else I've heard is more like, more fully rap. So this shows that this man has range and that would definitely rank him higher on a list. So I feel like, okay, definitely not six, right? I'm saving six for someone who sucks. So I still cannot do one because I don't know who else is going to be on this. So right now we have the slots four, just four. Oh, one and two also, yeah. Wow, 1, 2, 4, 6 left. I think putting him at four means I think Rajit is better. But I would say they are quite same. And I don't think Rajit sings. So I think solely because Faris does, that deserves a higher spot. Wow. Put him at two. That's high, sia. Okay lah, I put him at two. I have to put him at 2. He's singing already. He's suddenly like, you know, at least he's not ordering fucking drinks. Like, I have to put him at 2. Okay, okay, next one, next person.
Okay, so this person's song, this one has 682,000 views.
Okay, you look very offended that this person has that many views. That means this person, I'm already not gonna like. Okay.
I'm not sure why there's so many views.
Is it Tosh Rock? Sorry, I just know, I feel like Tosh Rock. Who this, It's not
true.
I'm dead. Why am I spot on? I feel a bit violated, not gonna lie. It's the Singapore. You just, yeah, that makes me uncomfortable. I'm surprised I have lasted this long. Take my ass to Seoul. Anyo haseyo. Where do I begin? Where do I begin? Okay. This song has offended me a lot right now. Okay, I'm offended because it was just, I felt very violated by the way that he said certain words and like, just to make certain things rhyme, you know, like Singapore. Then it's very like, it's a bit much, you know, and it's like the, it feels like he's doing the most. I feel like it's the opposite of the Rajit style, which was, yeah, which was doing the least. And once again, I don't mean that as a offensive thing. I just mean the vibe of the song is very like, that was very lazy, chill. I don't even have to try and I can put out a song. But the Tosh Rock style is the, anyo haseyo, you know, it's the very like, I need everybody to hear me even from Korea. Like, I cannot just terrorize my own country. It needs to be more. You know, so it just felt like it's a lot. I don't know. Okay, I didn't survive the chorus. Can we hear the chorus? I didn't make it to the chorus. I feel bad. But I know I'm going to regret it. With my bros, it won't be where we go. Sipping soju bombs, everybody we had out. Then I wake up fucked up with my voice and then we say, it's too late, oh no. This clown just said Dule Lomo to me, eh. Yo, his song, his whole chorus is just vulgarities.
Yeah.
I don't listen already.
Let's rank
him. I don't. Oh yeah, let's rank six. Done.
Next.
Yeah, let's move on. Okay. Anyways, I just need to put it out there. I'm so offended by this song. As in like, okay, I understand the concept of like, oh, okay, let's make fun of all the most Singaporean vulgarities, let's put them in a song funny way. I get that, that's funny. But I don't know, it didn't come off as funny, it just came off as very distasteful and it's like a, what was the point of it? Was the point of it to like laugh at how we are saying so many different, no, you are saying you want to go to soju, drink all the soju bombs, then wake up at 4 p.m. Like, where is this storyline? You're taking me somewhere. At this point, just leave me there. Don't bring me back. I don't want to come back. You know, so I do not enjoy this. It's so funny how even, wow, it's so funny, how even when you're doing such a like trash piece of like art, right, and putting out a song like this, you don't even have enough brown friends to even say one Tamil vulgarity. Yeah. You can say dule lomo, like kepala buto, like you can cuss in like different dialects and Malay, which is our national language, which is fair because you should know how to cuss in Malay. But sorry, even in your trash content, you are not even inclusive, which is like at least make the Indian people listening to your song feel like, oh wow, Toshrock has one Indian friend. Nice. Anyways, number six. That's a clear six. That was six the moment you played the song. But I just decided to torture myself a bit more. Okay, next. We're left with the ranks 1-4. Oh, that's it. Just 1 and 4. Okay. Let's see who this is going to be. Oh, this is Kevin Lester. Lion City Boy. It's a state of mind, yeah, Halima. This is also one of those songs. I've heard the chorus. People use this song all the time on things for a while. I've never heard the whole song. Sounds good. It's one of those songs that sound good. Like, it's just, you have a damn good hook. Okay, I've had enough of this song. Like, it's it's just one of those songs that, like, it's a damn good hook. The concept of this song is already, the song is gonna do well no matter what, and people are gonna be entertained no matter what, because you made a freaking song called Halima, which was our president's name. Like, if somebody put out a song tomorrow called Tarman, it's gonna do well. Which is facts, but it sounds good. It sounds catchy. It's one of those songs that is gonna be stuck in your head. It's one of those songs that's, like, made for, like, social media. And yeah, I mean, our first female president, she definitely deserved a song. So that was nice. It was nice to do that for her. And it was so nice to do that. Why am I so annoying? But yeah, I think I have never seen a music video for this. I have seen this song used on, like, TikTok and stuff for, like, when the president walk out and NDP the car, then people put this song. So it's like, it's very timely. It's very relatable. It's one of those things that, like, will always be relevant at, like, 9th August. It will always, people, like, will go to that song, especially when, obviously, when she was president. So yeah, pretty iconic song. But, like, unfortunately, we're only left with the number one spot or the fourth place. So I kind of have to put you at number four just because I don't know who's the last one. Kain could completely throw me and then put someone else. Like, someone, like, I know who you could put right now that will bum me out thoroughly. But I'm not going to say it because I don't give you any ideas. Fun fact, also, if you're watching the video, I just appeared with a puppy on my lap. So you might want to watch this video to see a cute dog. Anyways, fun fact is I actually have a song out with the Lion City Boy. So Kevin and I recorded a song back in, I think, 2018 or 2019. It was in collaboration with STB. It was a Passion Made Possible project. It was one of those things that we did for, the dog just tried to speak in the microphone. Anyways, yeah, it was one of those things that we did like for a client thing, but it was really fun, and it was a song called My Turn. So it was just us rapping about, like, I guess our own stories and basically passion being made possible, our own passions being made possible. So it's a random fun song that we did. It's not on any streaming site, but it is on YouTube, so go check it out. We have a whole music video for it, so go check it out whenever. And actually, maybe I'll just link it below. So yeah, I'll just link it on this video so you can watch and listen to our song together. Okay, now it is time to listen to this final rapper that Kain has saved for last. And I'm terrified because Kain could pick someone really terrifying right now. And I have a couple of names in mind that will shake me to my core and make me wish I saved slot number 6. But anyways, let's go for it. Let's listen to this person. Whoever this person is, they have to be number 1 because that's all we have left. Let's go. I hate this, I know who it is really, because the intro has my voice, eh. Me acting, my acting debut. Wow, I miss this song. I haven't heard this song in years. Okay, so the person who takes the number one slot is my brother. Wow, I haven't heard this song. Anya's voice is so nice. This song is a collaboration, so our friend Anya is also on this song, and she's a damn good singer. So she's singing. I love a good rap song that has like a female singing hook on a male rap song is like an elite combo. Like when done well, it is it just gels very nicely on your eardrums. She's an activist but still like ass and tits. Sorry, what? You my sibling, don't speak like that in front of me. Okay, I've had enough of this song. What a throwback, yeah. Okay, so that was obviously my brother. So that leaves the... We're done with the ranking because there was only one slot left and it was number one. So makes sense, you know? Singapore stops everything sibling. Yeah, Singapore stop brother, I guess, whatever. Anyways, so... Oh, it's so interesting to like rank my brother as an artist because realistically... I am there behind the scenes and I know the thought process behind lots of like the music he puts out. And this song, Link Up, is very different from like the music that he typically does, which is very like very serious, talks about a lot of shit that's very important. And this song was just such a like, I feel like such a nice snippet into the person that I know, you know, like the fun personality, the just having fun, wiling out, just being silly. Like it was like a nice snapshot of like the person that I know and I live with. So yeah, it's quite interesting because to me it's like I see all these several different facets that make this person, and then this is just one of them that I feel like the internet and anybody who like listens to my brother's music, like they probably don't hear a lot. They don't hear this side of him. So this is a nice song. I'm glad he like did something like this where he's just having fun, because I think that's so important when you do what you do. And yeah, so I guess what more is there to say about this ranking? I rank my own brother first, yeah. Like it's like some nepo baby shit. But it's like some bias. I mean, I told you already, it's gonna be a bias ranking, and somehow it worked out to be the most biased ranking of all. My brother number one, Tosh Rock Lass. Love that. Love that for him. Anyways, thank you for watching this episode. Bye. Wait, what? Okay, so that was the blind ranking of local male rappers. Okay lah, honestly, there are many more male rappers in the scene that I did not listen to today, and I probably maybe have never heard their stuff, but I know of them. So I know them by name, you know, maybe see them at things, but actually never hear their music before. So it'll be interesting to like go take the time to actually listen to these people, because I feel like maybe they are newer and like just started making music in the last 2-3 years type of thing. And yeah, but I think this list of the 6 names that we had are names that are quite household names now at this point, names that most of us are quite familiar with in the music scene, and names that I don't want to be familiar with, you know? Like, why? Why did I have to hear that A Boys to Men snippet in my ears? But yeah, this has been quite an interesting episode. Thank you for subjecting me to this unique torture device of being made to listen to people I don't like music. That's such a weird thing to say. But yeah, I mean, it has also shown me that maybe I should listen to a whole song. You know, maybe I should actually be patient enough to sit there and listen to the whole song and not just hear a chorus on like TikTok and be like, sounds lame, and then not actually listen to it. Because yeah, who knows? It might surprise you. Maybe it'll surprise you lah, but not me. You know, for me, I think I've been quite spot on. I think a lot of the people that were mentioned today, I don't necessarily like enjoy them as human beings. But music-wise, I feel like I was quite honest about how I feel. Most of the stuff I heard today were really catchy songs that were just made for like the social media era, and I can see why it would do really well. I can see why people would love it. But are these songs I would listen to on the daily and have like in my playlist? Probably not. Maybe that Faris song. The Faris song is really good. I should probably go see what it means. If it's some problematic ass shit and like misogynistic shit, I probably would not listen to it. Which a lot of the songs, a lot of male rap songs usually are lah. So something interesting that I noticed about my own music consumption is that I grew up listening to a lot of male rappers. Like the super misogynistic shit. I grew up listening to like 50 Cent, Eminem, like, you know, the most mainstream shit that was on MTV. But like now when I go back and listen to those songs that I was singing along as a child, I'm like, this was the most hypersexual, problematic ass, like domestic violence referencing type of music that I'm like, how was I like subjected to music like this at such a young age? But I also think that comes with growing up with an older brother, because my brother listened to so much rap growing up that my easily one of my top few artists were all rappers. You know, it was all, I listened to someone, Nate Dogg, like damn, like that was so weird to like names I don't even talk about or ever listen to now. Ludacris, I heard so much Ludacris, and obviously Jay-Z, obviously Kanye, like every Kanye album. And sometimes when I look back at my liked songs on Spotify, I'm like, damn, this is a reflection of the stuff that I grew up listening to that I probably will not want to listen to actively today. So it's quite interesting how to like, how you see your own music taste evolve lah. But yeah, local rap is not a genre that I typically consume. I know I literally make music and I do rap songs here and there whenever I'm feeling it. So yeah, maybe we should do an episode on female rappers in Singapore, but do I listen to myself on repeat or what? So I'm not sure. I don't think we have a lot of female rappers in Singapore to make a whole episode about it. But if there are and I'm missing them out, let me know, because I can only think of a few off the top of my head, but not even like five. So let me know. Maybe I just am dumb, right? Because I don't actively go search and go listen to these things. So let me know if there's someone I should be checking out. Let me know what other episodes you guys want to see, because ranking local male artists was really fun. I want to do another one where I rank like our female pop stars, pop icons, you know? Who going to be on the list? You let me know. We'll fill it up and then we will do another blind ranking. So yeah, let us know what else you want to see me rank and what else you want to see on the Pretty Girls Club. But this was our first episode of 2024 and we're going to do more blind ranking episodes, and we're also going to do more episodes with that is just more unhinged and chaotic. But before we end this episode, we've come to the part of the episode where I give you my unsolicited advice of the week. Kring, kring! Hello? It's time for your unsolicited advice of the week. So today's episode was all about blind ranking local male rappers. And when it comes to unsolicited advice for this episode, damn, don't let someone rain on your parade. And if your parade is the Tosh Rock parade, just know that I will not be there. But if you are Tosh Rock, you should be there at your own parade, man. So go enjoy your parade, live your best life. Don't let someone's opinion on the internet stop you from doing what you do. And have fun. Music is supposed to be very subjective. We should all not feel the same way about the same things, because some people have taste, you know? But foreign concept for some of y'all. But yeah, I think if you make music, if you want to make music, if you want to create art of any kind, someone out there will have an opinion about it, and it might not be the same as yours, and it might be the complete opposite, and that is okay. Because like I said, these things are subjective. Have fun with it. Like, if you were ranked on this list at all and you're offended by the ranking that you got, then whatever lah, lame. You have better things to do. Go make more music, right? Go do that. Why are you even watching this? I tell you already, this is not a safe space for you. But everyone else though, it's a safe space for y'all. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Let me know what else you want to see me rank. And I'll see you on the next episode of the Pretty Girls Club. Bye!